it's me, Robbie V, and I'm back. Hola, yo soy Robbie V. Y aquí estoy otra vez. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Speak English audio experience. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a cool podcast for you today. Inglés muy útil para el día a día. El objetivo aquí es ayudarte a conseguir un gran nivel de inglés, un alto nivel de inglés, a super high level of English, and that's what we're trying to do here. And today I want to share with you a little conversation that I had with my son yesterday. Yo soy profesor de inglés. Es mi profesión, mi pasión. A mí me encanta mi trabajo. Amo mi trabajo. I love helping people to achieve their goals. Me encanta ayudar a la gente a conseguir sus objetivos. Objetivo en inglés, goal, objective, target. También me gusta aim. So I love helping people to achieve their goals and helping people to reach a super high level of English is something that makes me super happy. Y me siento muy afortunado. I feel really fortunate. Fíjate en mi pronunciación. Fortunate. I feel extremely fortunate. I feel really lucky to be able to work in a profession that makes me feel good. So yesterday I was talking to my son about that. Estábamos ahí charlando un poquito cuando me dijo, yo también quiero ser profe de inglés como tú, papá. I want to be an English teacher like you, daddy. And that made me feel so proud that my son wants to be like me. So I asked him, what type of things would you teach? ¿Qué cosas enseñarías, hijo? My son, what would you teach? And he had some really funny answers. So I decided to press record on my phone and we recorded a little bit of the conversation. It's pretty funny. So I'm going to share that with you right now. Espero que te guste. It's pretty entertaining, and yeah, this is what my son had to say on what he would teach people if he were, si él fuese, si él fuera, if he were an English teacher, what he would teach. ¿Qué enseñaría este chaval? Pues vamos a ver. So what things do you think people need to learn in English? What words?
Should we do an animal one?
You can say whatever you want, animals or whatever.
Let's do an animal one.
All right. So what animals do you think that people need to know how to say in English?
We did one in Fuerteventura.
Yeah, we did a video in Fuerteventura. I haven't edited it yet.
So you have to do heaps. So you have to do three more.
Three more? Okay. Tres más. Three more.
Three more of these ones. Of kid ones.
Perfect.
Now, they need to learn ball.
Pardon?
Ball.
Ball?
Yeah.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Pelota.
Ball.
Ball.
Nice pronunciation. Ball.
Ball.
All right, what else do they need to learn?
Bread.
Bread. How do you say that in Spanish?
Pan.
There we go. In English? Bread.
Bread.
How do you say it?
Bread.
Bread. Really nice. All right, what else?
Rice with curry.
Rice with curry. Arroz con curry. Rice with curry.
Lovely. Rice with curry. We're eating it. We're killing it.
We are killing it.
All right, rice and curry. What else do they need to know? Important words.
We already did panetillos.
I don't know how to say panetillos in
crackers.
Crackers, maybe, yeah. What else?
Tortitas.
Tortitas? In English?
Pancakes.
Pancakes, that's right, little pancakes. Tortitas, pancakes.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. What's that in Spanish? Lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
In Spanish?
In Spanish?
In Spanish? Lemon juice in Spanish?
Lemon juice? I don't really know.
Zumo de limón.
Zumo de limón.
That's it. All right. What other things do you think people need to learn in English?
Every single type of thing.
Every single type of thing. You're right. Give me some more examples.
Carrots?
What's carrot in Spanish?
Zanahoria.
Zanahoria. Carrot. Really nice. Is that carrot nice that you're eating?
Yeah, lovely. Mm-hmm. I've already finished my curry.
That's right, bruh.
Daddy.
Yeah, mate. Epic little vocabulary class. Thanks for that, Solly.
No worries.
Epic. We'll get you back on the show super soon. You want to come back and do another class?
Yes.
All right. Cheers, man. What a classic kid, my son. 5 añitos, just 5 years old, and an absolute character, teaching some vocabulary related to his lunch. We started off with animals, but that soon changed, and then we learned a few words related to my son's lunch. What a legend. And a bit of a chaotic structure, una estructura de clase un poco caótica, pero muy natural, very natural, and I hope that you found that entertaining. Me gusta la palabra entertaining, entretenido, y entretener, to entertain. So I hope that little clip entertained you. I certainly think it's funny, and who knows? ¿Quién sabe? Who knows? We may have a future English teacher right there in my son. Guys, we're going to go on with the next section of the podcast. We've got a main topic for today. Principal, main. Me gusta la pronunciación. It's not mine, it's main. The main topic for today's podcast is third conditional. Wow. Tercer condicional. Are you kidding me? That's the plan for today. We're going to practice third conditional, something that you should have agility with. Si tú quieres usar el inglés en situaciones reales del día a día sin ningún tipo de problema, pues los condicionales, you need to have total agility, agilidad total, you need to have total accuracy, precisión total, with conditionals. And today we have third conditional. Oh my God. So, we've got the structure. If plus past perfect, o sea, had, más el participio, plus would have, or wouldn't have, would not have, más el participio. And that's how you do it. For example, si yo hubiese tenido más dinero, if I had had more money, te habría ayudado. I would have helped you. Easy. It's just learning the structure. Fíjate en mi pronunciación. Estructura, structure. Si una palabra termina en T-U-R-E, it's not tur, it's ch. Temperatura, temperature. Cultura, culture. Estructura, structure. So, it's just learning the structure with all the conditionals, really. And today we're going to practice third conditional. We're going to practice right now. Tú también vas a practicar. Yo te digo frases en español y tú me las dices en inglés. The first one. Si hubieras estudiado más, habrías aprobado el examen. Tell me in English. If you had studied more, you would have passed the exam. Si hubiera nevado, habríamos construido un muñeco de nieve. Wow. Tell me in English. If it had snowed, we would have built a snowman. Si hubiéramos sabido que tú ibas a venir, te habríamos esperado. Tell me in English. If we had known that you were coming, or if we had known that you were going to come, we would have waited for you. Si ellos hubieran llegado tarde, habríamos empezado sin ellos. Tell me in English. If they had arrived late, we would have started without them. Si tú hubieras comprado las entradas, habríamos ido al concierto. Tell me in English. If you had bought the tickets, we would have gone to the concert. Si hubiera habido más tiempo, habríamos visitado más lugares. Tell me in English. If there had been more time, we would have visited more places. Si hubiéramos tenido más dinero, habríamos comprado una casa más grande. Tell me in English. If we had had more money, we would have bought a bigger house. Si hubiera llovido, habríamos cancelado la fiesta. Tell me in English. If it had rained, we would have cancelled the party. También podemos usar el phrasal verb to call off. If it had rained, we would have called off the party. What about this one? Si hubiera sido posible, habríamos ido de vacaciones este año. Tell me in English. If it had been possible, we would have gone on vacation this year. O también, we would have gone on holiday this year. Really nice. Pues ahí está. Third conditional, super easy, I think, once you learn the structure. And it's just being agile with that past perfect, and then that would have or wouldn't have, and then the participle. You need to know your participles, basically.
Si tú sabes las conjugaciones de los verbos y tienes agilidad con la conjugación de los verbos, con todas las conjugaciones, not just in the simple past, but in the present perfect, y para esto hay que saber present perfect, el past participle, el participio, broken, gone, been, written, etc.
Those are the participles, and you really need to know them. That third column, yeah, it needs to be automatic. You need to have total agility. Necesitas tener agilidad total.
And that's how we do it. So, thank you so much for your participation.
Así se aprende, practicando, haciéndolo, participando.
Yo intento que estos podcasts sean participativos. I want them to be like training tools, herramientas para ayudarte a conseguir un alto nivel de inglés. So I hope that you found the session useful today.
That's all we have time for. I'll be back again next week with another podcast. I'm trying to be consistent. Intento ser constante, pero me cuesta. Pero bueno, llevamos buena racha. We're doing pretty well. So let's keep it going.
Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. That's Let's Speak English. Some super cool content every day, todos los días. Daily content on Instagram. We've also got TikTok. That's Let's Speak English. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. I'm pretty active. Estoy bastante activo en YouTube también. Just type in Let's Speak English and we'll be there. Check it out. A bit more long form content. So don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications as well.
Y si quieres poner tu inglés en forma, si realmente quieres tener un impacto en tu inglés, si quieres realmente ver progreso con tu inglés y conseguir resultados, apúntate al gym, mi plataforma online para poner tu inglés en forma. Puedes asistir a clases en directo conmigo y mi equipo de profesores todos los días. Bueno, de lunes a viernes tenemos clases en directo online para todos los niveles. Inscríbete. Hay un enlace en la descripción de este podcast. Hit the link in the description y nos vemos en clase. Sería un placer para mí ayudarte a dominar el inglés. So hit the link in the description y nos vemos en clase.
I'll be back again next week with another podcast. We'll be back for some more inglés útil para el día a día, chavales. Un abrazo fuerte. Waste, 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 waste